This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. authorities have arrested two Myanmar citizens residing in New York for an alleged plot to kill their country's ambassador to the United Nations. A statement from the United States Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York said the suspects plan to, quote, hire attackers to hurt the ambassador in an attempt to force the ambassador to step down from his post. If the ambassador, Chamo Thun, did not step down, the statement said, the attackers were to kill him. Each suspect is charged with one count of conspiracy to assault and make a violent attack on a foreign official. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Myanmar's military, which overthrew the government of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, has been trying to remove the ambassador from his post at the UN and replace him with someone chosen by the military junta. The ambassador told the French news agency on Wednesday that his life had been threatened and that he was given additional security. Reuters is reporting on a confidential UN report saying North Korea continued developing its nuclear and ballistic missile programs during the first half of 2021 in violation of international sanctions and despite the country's worsening economic situation. The report by a panel of independent sanctions monitors to the UN Security Council North Korea Sanctions Committee said Pyongyang continued to seek material and technology for these programs overseas. North Korea's mission to the United Nations in New York did not immediately respond to our request for comment. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Taliban fighters appear to be expanding their control of parts of Afghanistan. They claim to have seized control of a province and also took credit for the assassination of a key Afghan government official on Friday. A Taliban spokesman announced on social media that the Taliban had defeated government forces in Afghanistan's southwestern Nimruz province and taken control of the capital, Zaranj. Pro-Taliban social media accounts showed pictures and videos of militants in front of government buildings. Some reports by local journalists suggested the city fell without a fight, though Afghan government officials said that was not true. The deputy provincial governor told VOA that forces from the National Directorate of Security fought the Taliban for an hour before the Taliban took control. In a second blow to the Afghan government, Taliban officials claimed responsibility Friday for the assassination of the head of the government's media and information center in a high-security zone in Kabul. The Afghan government's media information center said Friday that the Taliban shot the director of the center to death at a mosque in the capital. The shooting comes days after the Taliban warned they would target senior administration officials in retaliation for increased airstrikes. The Taliban, in fact, did claim responsibility for the death. The director, Dawa Khan Meenapal, had previously worked for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Afghan service, and won an award for bravery in 2010. Kelu Chow, acting head of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which oversees both RFERL and VOA, said in a statement Friday, "We mourn with our colleagues at RFERL and with the people of Afghanistan." U.S. Olympic swimmer Simone Manuel has tweeted a message about mental health. She says athletes should not have to give media interviews immediately after losses, calling such interviews mentally and emotionally exhausting. Manuel said athletes risk being labeled sore losers if they refuse to talk to media after a defeat, but they were often in no mental state to do so. Manuel's competitions at the Tokyo Olympics were disappointing. After winning 2 gold and 2 silver medals at the 2016 Olympics in Rio, she won just a bronze medal in Tokyo. Manuel revealed at the U.S. Olympic trials in June that she battled heart rate spikes, insomnia, depression, anxiety, and fatigue. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.